Welcome to another episode of You Both Suck. It's your boy, Kunal Arora.
And I'm Dara Pollock.
Yo, let's get right into it.
Let's get into our guest for today, Sebastian Canelli. Thank you for being here. He is an actor, comedian, improv vet, and has an amazing podcast called Loud About Nothing. That's how I discovered you.
Absolutely.
And I love the Seinfeld-esque elements to it, where you really are loud about nothing, but also everything at the same time. You really hit on a lot of things that I personally love, so... Thank you for being here.
I love that. That's so nice of you to say.
Well, nice.
I love that. That's my favorite part of doing this, like someone else's podcast, is they're just like calling to you for a couple of minutes.
Yes. You're right.
I love that.
You are not wrong.
I'm going to be honest. You were taking it in and I go, is he going to just keep letting us go? I think he is. He's going to let us go.
Screw it. Why?
It was everything. That was what I wanted to say.
100%.
And it's
can I tell you, I'm a sicko. Like, I don't get sung happy birthday to a lot.
Okay.
Why? Well, one, because I'm a twin. So they would always sing it to both of us.
Right. Okay.
So a few times in my life, people have sung happy birthday.
Yes.
And if they do, I close my eyes.
You take it in.
let me taste amazing. That.
It's like when people have the same birthday as Jesus. It's like Christmas.
Yeah.
You're not real. You're sharing
one.
A birthday.
Yeah.
What a confusing way to say Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very confusing
way. Why are you making me do mental gymnastics?
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. I mean, I knew immediately.
Yeah. I speak in weird ways. But you're a Staten Island guy.
Yes, we
and now we got a Staten Island guy on the podcast with two Queens people.
Staten Island boy.
Yeah, the crossover I've been kind of wanting for a minute.
Yes, I have questions, actually, which is going to make me sound really ignorant, probably. But is there, like, a favorite thing that you have about Staten Island?
I mean, my family.
Yeah, okay.
Unfortunately.
Aside from family.
I have to, if I would be remiss not to say.
Fair enough.
My mother.
Yeah, 100%. You got to say your mother.
How could I not say my mother?
My mom doesn't know what a podcast is, but I still got to say it's my mom, just in case.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom listens to episodes.
My mom knows what's up.
Yeah, my mom does, too.
She'll hit me up, and she'll be like, Sebastian, you can't make fun of religion.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And even though we're not religious, she goes, they'll get you.
She knows. I mean, my mom does the same thing. She'll be like, you need to stop cursing so much. I'm like, God damn it, just stop listening. But I appreciate the support.
My mom is just like, how do you make money?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't really. Let's not even ask though. She's like, do you need some? And I go, I'm good. She's like, okay.
Yeah, let's not go.
I
there.
Like tell my mom, I'm like, I'm going to do a podcast. She goes, is it SAG?
That's awesome.
Cute. Yeah. She just knows SAG means health insurance.
That's all right. That's all they care about because they're from a different generation. That's all they're wondering about.
Shit is important.
Yeah,
I get it.
Of course.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, I meant like, is there anything about Staten Island that you still love like to this day other than the just like, you know, it's from home and family, whatever.
The food, the pizza. There's good pizza. Mm. Royal Crown, probably the best sandwich place in all New York City.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Strong that tout is, right there.
That is a strong tout.
I'll tell you this. Anthony and Panini, they say that's their favorite sandwich spot.
Ooh, interesting.
Off camera. Okay. So I really saw them under the river.
Fair enough.
It's far enough where I think that you can give a shout out in those situations.
I think so.
I think it's necessary from time to time, too.
Yeah.
You're far enough. That's what it comes down to.
I agree. I know those guys, too. It's fine. They're cool.
They're great.
Growing up, like, okay, you're growing up in Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
What was your perception of Queens?
Yes.
Queens.
Great question.
What did I think of Queens? I guess I thought of the avenue streets.
My God, the worst.
Yeah. And I thought you never drive there because you can't park.
Right.
It's all driveways.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So like I remember like when my first friend moved from Staten Island to Queens, it was like, bro, we got to meet in the city.
Yeah.
It was like, we can't go out to Queens.
Right. Yeah.
Queens is like, Manhattan becomes like the meeting table for all people of different boroughs.
That is true.
Which kind of upsets me because I wish it wasn't the case.
Yeah.
Because Manhattan is like, they prey upon the divisiveness of the other boroughs.
Mm. That's interesting.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they're evil. Mm. I think Manhattan's going to stop being the spots, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely shifting towards Brooklyn at this point.
Yeah.
I think so.
I agree because like, once they toss in that it costs money to drive into the city, everyone from the outer boroughs has cars.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the truth.
That's the thing they don't talk about when it comes to people from New York City.
Yes.
They never mention, they never talk about it. It's like every time I talked about having my car, my girl from Jersey, all right, please, my apologies.
That's okay. What part of Jersey?
Princeton.
Oh.
I know. But the Eastern European, so it brings it back. It levels it back up. Latvian. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's just like she goes, I can't believe you drive, and I go, are you crazy?
Yeah, I mean, we are from Queens. We have I have a car now.
Yeah,
like it's weird that
I have a car. Right.
Me too.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of people think real New Yorkers don't have cars, and I would argue that a lot of real New Yorkers have cars.
Yeah, and we're going to get hurt by this congestion pricing.
Yeah, because we need cars. I lived in the Heights. It was probably the most cars I've ever seen in the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was truly a nightmare. I would go up there and I would have my car, and some nights all the spots were taken and the lots were full.
Yes.
So I remember multiple times sitting in my car just crying, saying, Mom, I need to come home. Because I couldn't get my car there. But then I made friends with this drug dealer. And which you got to do. You live by a drug dealer, make friends with them.
Know the locals.
Always.
You know how nice it was?
Yeah.
And this guy was respectful. I had a girlfriend at the time, and he was just always polite, polite. One day I showed up with him, out my girlfriend. He goes, you want coke? he goes, I would never answer in front of your girl. I'm respectful like that. I'm like, thank you. I'm good. I'm good.
Love a drug dealer with manners.
I got a tip for you for parking.
Okay.
Here we go. I got ordained.
Minister.
Yes.
Universal life.
Yes.
I'm that.
Soldier of God. Okay. Now, I got to say this, though. Did you get the $20 package or the $40? probably the $20 package, right?
$20 package, the way you're looking around.
Yeah.
You pop for the $40 package. You get a laminate that says parking for official ministry business.
No.
I swear to God, I've been parking in front of churches for 5 years now.
Wow.
Dude.
Not one ticket. Okay.
That's crazy.
I parked with a pastor, comes out, goes, you're not allowed to park there. I go, hey, we're on the same team. Relax. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
You go Domino's there, or peace, brother.
Yeah, I'm swinging a Mountain Dew on a can. Just being mad, disrespectful.
Just blowing weed. It's incest, bro. Yeah. It's incest.
That's wild.
So then, and we're with a meter maid coming out, walking the streets, looks at the car, sees the laminate, keeps on moving.
Wow. Okay, that is a great tip.
$40. Go get yourself that laminate.
I wonder if I could upgrade.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
I'm going to be 35 next year. I'm a minister.
There you go.
Enough time in the church.
Yes.
Okay.
I've done 2 weddings.
There you go. Have both of them ended in divorce?
Neither. And they're both my sisters. So
okay. Oh, nice. There we go.
I'm 1-for-1. Record's not looking tight.
Oh, they got divorced.
Yeah. One got married. One got divorced.
Oh, how quick the divorce?
The divorce was, I think, maybe less than a year.
That I hate when that happens. It's weird to me when
I interviewed them before.
You hate when it happens.
I hate seeing it.
You have the least horse in the race. What are you talking about? You hate when it happens.
You don't even know these people. I'm still talking
to the
what about the parents who paid for the wedding? What about the couple that's not in love?
I'm still talking to the former bride. She's still upset.
Oh, wow. God.
Rightfully so.
I was just
cheating?
No. It just didn't work out.
Too bad.
Yeah. I'm mad about my record.
Yeah, you're scathed.
Yeah,
Do you really feel like that has some kind of bearing on the ordained, like the minister? I don't think
that at all. No, my goal was you get 50 weddings, zero divorces, you walk into heaven.
That's such a ridiculous thing that you just made up.
It's like VIP. They don't even check your name on the list. They go, come on in.
You're like Leo going to a club.
Yes, exactly. I was hoping the pearly gates would be wide open. Come on
that's
in,
so
sir.
Weird.
That's what I was thinking.
That's such a weird thing to make up. But yeah, I respect it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, okay. But I think that, get yourself the package.
I will.
Do that. You'll be parking in no time and things will be good.
God,
that's really
funny.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay. So because we didn't have growing up about us for Staten Island.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I don't know that I really thought anything, if I'm being honest. I just felt like it was far away, and I was like, eh.
To me, it was two things.
Yeah.
It was two things. It was the dumpsters.
Well, yeah, that.
The dumpsters were, that was a
you mean
thing.
A dump?
I didn't want to say it.
Not the dumpster. The
I
dump.
Mean, we
the
thought
landfill?
There were many. We thought there were many. We thought on highway just split one of the dumps up.
Yeah.
And it was just two of them.
It's just the landfills?
The landfills.
That is accurate.
Yeah. And then also it's literally where every cop and firefighter lives.
Oh, that's what I think too. Yes. Yeah. I forgot about
and
that.
Yeah. How accurate is that?
Very accurate.
Very accurate. And also what's it called? The Impractical Jokers.
Of course.
Them. Yeah.
And highest concentration of Italians in Staten Island. And I believe that's still true today.
Yeah. I'm half Italian. Right. And growing up, I lied and said I was was full Italian.
Of course.
There you go.
Yeah. It would be disrespectful. Yeah. And my mother just had to fucking eat that. You know, she just knew. She goes, my son needs to protect himself from these streets.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Right. What's the mix?
Oh, yeah. A half Swedish.
Really?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. I get it now with the light color eyes. How did you justify that with the Italians?
Wearing shades?
Some I'm Northern Italian.
So, okay.
Yeah, I'm not like Sicily, but
yeah. All right. Yeah.
I was just gonna say.
Big offense to that too. Yeah.
They do.
They definitely do.
My grandma had blonde hair, and she's 100% Italian.
Okay. I'm half Greek, and my yaya was blonde, fair, and like it's Northern Greeks as well. So kind of similar thing.
Yeah, that was our perception. Well, that was my perception.
Yeah,
of Staten
that was
Island.
My perception.
I mean, what's they called? The guy who wrote the Game of Thrones. George R.R. Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was based off of Staten Island.
That was based on Staten Island?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it was based off of Staten Island because he was from Jersey and all of Westeros is based off of Staten Island as to how he perceived it out there.
Do I need to Google this?
Stop.
I'm telling you right now. That might be the case. I'm like 95% certain. As the
you're
way you're
telling
looking at
me that Game of Thrones was based on Staten Island.
He didn't go to Staten Island and he didn't go to Staten Island and just go. This is you know what I mean. This is the this is this family. This is that family.
Okay.
But I'm saying like he was a Jersey guy and he looked at Staten Island like what if this was like Westeros and that's where the perception of it came. I read this. I know this is a crazy thing to bring up.
This is crazy.
Mentally ill. I understand that.
Yeah.
Point being, we're going to move on from this real fast.
That's fine.
Yeah. But the point that I'm trying to say is that's funny. It's not like something that to us, it was such a mystical land as well.
Yes. Because I would never really
because
go there.
I think real New Yorkers come from Queens, Staten Island, more so than Brooklyn and the Bronx.
And Brooklyn too, I think.
To a degree.
Yeah.
I wonder about the Bronx. I met a lot of real New York. Where's this argument coming from?
Because I think that...
Because that's who's in the room?
No.
Okay,
fair?
Go ahead.
Fair.
Yeah.
But I think that real New Yorkers, like the stereotypes came from Brooklyn and the Bronx.
Okay. Stereotypes, yeah.
I think that those real New Yorkers stem from other places, stem from places like Staten Island, stem from places from Queens. Whereas you meet the barometer of New Yorkers. There are a lot of New Yorkers who you meet. They're not this Italian stereotype. They're not this Bronx stereotype. They're people that are from like Flushing. They're people that are from, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've met from Staten Island guys who are not like as like, they're not the quintessential New Yorker types, but they have a little bit of that feel to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also I'm from a community that was mostly Brooklyn people that the bridge opened, they go, fuck it, we're moving.
Of course. So, 100%. I mean, a lot of our Queens people left to Long Island. They're like, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah, Sorry.
What do you think about the whole Queens is Long Island situation?
I mean, well, technically, Brooklyn and Queens are the westernmost part of Long Island.
Yes.
So
this is why they say don't rescue someone when they're drowning, because they'll just drown you.
Yeah.
She literally just grabbed Brooklyn and pushed Brooklyn's head under the water.
And I'm going to be honest. Dara, respect it. Respect it. 100%. Don't be coming in. When I'm in a room in Brooklyn and I'm in a club and like people and I'm talking, and I'm like, no, and I say I'm from Queens and these Brooklyn transplants come in and they go, that's Long Island. I go, you're on Long Island.
Exactly.
How does that feel?
Yeah.
I'm like the Joker burning the cash in front of everybody. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's technically, politically, we are New York City.
Yeah.
Geographically, yes, it's all Long Island.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another thing. What do you think about people that say you go, where are you from? They go, Long Island City. They won't say Queens.
Oh, no, that's weird.
That's
I also
disgusting.
Feel like who
is
the
it right?
Isn't
that disrespectful?
It's
that's
disrespectful.
Crazy. That's
it's
crazy.
Disrespectful.
Also,
it's like when people that say they're from there go, they say Astoria. I don't like that either.
I literally just said that 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but you don't, but it's like.
You're being specific.
Yeah, you're being specific.
Okay, but wait, what do you mean then?
Like when people go, oh, they're like, oh, I'm from Queens. Like when you're, where you're repping from. But like then I want to know maybe whereabouts exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's just you keep to Long Island City, I'm not about that.
Who the fuck is from Long Island City? It's like a city that was basically made like 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yes,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That was a place to get blown by trans hookers. Gotta know your history.
Back in our day.
Gotta know your history.
Yeah.
It was all just factories and shit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
100%. It was just a Citibank building and that's it.
Well, people do the same thing with Bushwick.
Yeah.
They don't say Brooklyn.
Right.
They say Bushwick.
100%.
True. I live in Bushwick because they're 22. Dad pays the rent.
Yeah.
Where you want to live, baby? Bushwick.
Right.
Ridgewood also.
Oh, I can't stand. Ridgewood's a nightmare to get to.
It's insane. Agree with that. Yeah.
It's insane.
I hope you have a lot of New York listeners.
Yeah, we do. Good. I'm going to tell you right now, getting to Ridgewood, it's easier to get to Baghdad. That far away. I just won't do it.
No. Yeah. I had a friend who moved there like last year, and she's like, "But you'll visit me, right?" I'm like, "Totally." You know, I'm just like, it's far.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Shall we get into the...
Oh, well, actually, yeah, we didn't even ask you this.
We didn't even ask you, but we wanted to ask you.
But we'll ask you now.
Right. Did you watch Friends growing up?
You know what? I did not.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
But I do a new video series for the New York Post.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And my last... it's coming out. Probably when this comes out, it's all on Friends. So I just watched about 2 days worth of Friends.
Okay. So all then, right. But are you familiar then with the whole Ross and Rachel being on a break thing?
Fill me in a little bit.
Okay. So then... we'll make this a convo just about that because we were going to make it the whole hot takes wall debates that we do, but we'll just skip that then.
Because I'm worried I miss moments of what exactly it is. Sure,
understood. So the whole Ross and Rachel being on a break and why it was like a debate, I guess, is because they were having a fight. Now, I'm going to give you the real background because I am a very big Friends fan, so I have seen every episode probably 100 times. I'm a very cool person, so obviously. Yeah. Basically, Rachel and Ross, you know, were together. Their relationship was going great. And then Rachel kind of started pulling away a little bit because she got a new job. And their relationship was definitely suffering. And, like, God forbid, a woman her works on her career, but whatever.
This is when she
the
worked.
Boss was hey, hot. Boss no, was she wasn't.
He was, no, her boss was a cute guy. He was like a good looking
dude. No,
that's
not her boss. Co-worker.
Yeah, co-worker.
The boss was a woman. That's what I was like. Yeah, and she was not hot, but whatever.
Fair enough.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she's focusing on her career, God forbid. And they started like fighting, whatever. Anyway, they have a fight and it's like a bad fight. And Ross says, no, sorry. Rachel says like, oh, maybe we should take a break. And Ross says, all right, let's go have some ice cream because Ross is a fucking nerd. And she was like, no, a break from us. And then he just walks out the door. They don't have a discussion about it. The conversation just ends. In my mind, he pulled the ultimate no in a relationship, which was ghosting a important conversation, just left, you know, didn't say
can't
like,
walk away from the negotiation
and
table.
You can't, without saying you need space. Like if you're going to do that, at least say I need space. But he just left. And then an hour-ish later, she's trying to call him. He's not picking up. And then the coworker that you're referencing, Mark, he was like a problem in their relationship. Nothing happened, but there was that guy. You know, there's always that person lingering.
Yeah, it's always that guy.
And he offered to come over, and there's always that girl, too.
And he always will offer to come over.
Of course he is. It's like the friend of that girl. They're just waiting.
Of course. They're waiting in the wings, and I completely agree with that. Yeah. So Mark comes over with, like, Chinese food, and she's, like,
not
upset.
Not sexy.
No, no, no.
Agree.
I would say...
Well, for me, it is.
But a hot person comes in with Chinese food, you're not doing much after.
Yeah, oh, well, thank you. That's what I was, that was one of my arguments,
after
actually.
A thick egg drop?
Yeah. A thing of lo mein? Come on now. Oh, all that MSG coursing through your veins?
That's sexy
to me.
Maybe
you want steamed or fried dumplings. Yeah. That'll tell you a lot what's happening.
Yes.
If it's steamed, we might hook up. Fried, definitely.
Fried, definitely not. Definitely no. Not.
Yeah, no.
So anyway, Mark comes over with Chinese food and Ross happens to call and she picks up and he hears Mark in the background and he's like, oh, got it. And hangs up the phone and thinks that she's like banging Mark, but also if she were, why would she pick up the phone? And then bangs the girl from the copy place. That's the most important part, is that he bangs the girl from the copy place. And literally, that's what happens. And then he lies to her about it. He tries to prevent her from finding out that this happened because, Joey and Chandler, RIP Matthew Perry, told him to lie because I think they knew it was wrong. They were like, don't tell her. That's crazy. And so
gotta respect your boys.
I mean,
gotta respect your boys.
I mean, even more so though, proving the point.
Scandalous boys.
Yeah. And they were not wrong because it's a fucked up, it's like the biggest scumbag behavior I've ever heard in my life. Imagine telling your friends, yeah, we had a fight and I said we should take a break and he left and he fucked the girl from the copy place. That is crazy scumbag behavior. So, oh, come on.
We're here to debate this.
No one would say no to that. I'm sorry. I don't think so. But anyway, and my point is that his own boys didn't even stand up for him in that respect.
Sure.
So,
but when you do say that, when you do say to the person you're with, we should go on a break.
Yeah, but they didn't have a talk about it.
I understand there's no talk about it, but it's like,
this is the same logic as people who used to say back in like when we were in like high school, I would rather you call me and break up with me and then hook up with someone 5 minutes later. Who would actually think that that's a respectful and cool thing to do?
Yeah, I mean, but we already think it's over. That's why he did that.
That's bullshit, though. So, no. How much do you care about the relationship then?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's, if nah. If I call nah. And there's already another dude in the background?
Yeah, but I'm
you've
not,
already set the precedent.
She wouldn't pick up the phone if she was banging that guy.
I understand that.
You know what I mean?
I understand like, that, but it's just no. Like, but still, like the guy who's calling.
That's his argument that
yeah,
he uses.
Of course,
he
right.
Says.
He's like, I'm emotional now. So it's like, yeah. What else am I going to do?
That's you not have the answer.
But he already has the dude over. You already have the dude over. I'm going to go get myself no. Some situation. Mm. I'm
but
sorry.
You don't know that.
I understand that.
You don't
but I'm
know
sorry
that.
If your dude brought Chinese food like a loser.
No.
My girl out here, she holding papers.
The copy girl showed up correct.
Yes. Yeah, she showed up correct. Those papers drop on the floor just like them panties. And that's yes. When you get into God. It. That's
disagree.
What you get into.
Yeah, but
so what do you, where do you stand on those situations?
Yeah,
first
so
off, I don't believe in breaks.
No, me neither.
I think breaks,
me neither.
Breaks should not exist. Breaks is the cowardly way to break up.
And it's okay. Just, exactly.
It's waiting to see who will mess up right. So we could blame them for being wrong.
Exactly. It's
okay.
It's what's the word I'm looking for? Pushing back the inevitable is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
it's, that's
yeah.
What I think a break is.
Okay.
So I'm with you.
Yeah. So
okay.
You're anti-break.
The diet starts Monday. Yeah, that's what a break is.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I've always done like the first of the month. I like that. Yeah, that's
I
like
never
the,
do that.
It's like a mini New Year.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that isn't bad. No, but I think that if they didn't talk, going on a break, usually there's rules established.
That's what I'm saying.
And what are your rules for that?
If ever anyone wants to be on a break with me, I would say we should just not see each other.
Okay.
Now, I've been on a break, and it's been horrible,
right.
And it's tormented me.
That's right. What I'm saying. I've
but
done it, too, when I was
sure.
In like, high school.
Oh,
or
no,
college,
absolutely.
But...
This girl that I was, I remember in college, we were arguing a lot, and she was like, we should, you know, let's take a break. Nothing was discussed. She banged another guy, and it was like, yeah, that's what happened.
But were you upset by that? I bet you were.
Yeah, but I was 20.
Okay,
I mean,
but I'm just saying,
but,
it's
I mean,
fucked
I was
up.
At 20, yeah, sure, yeah. I'd be upset. At this age now, I'd be like, man, well, you know, what are you going to do? I should have been a little more specific. I should have brought...
Respect that.
Yeah, I should have called you and been like, what are we really doing?
I mean,
I probably would have used friends as the reference. I'm like, what's not Ross and Rachel, this whole situation?
Absolutely
yeah.
You would. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just like, you want to be careful. You got to protect your neck.
Protect your neck, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for speaking my language.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to reach across the Verrazano.
You are. Thank you.
All right. But I'm just trying to look. I think that you're right.
No.
I do think that breaks... Man,
no,
I don't.
They're bullshit.
I'm not against them.
Really?
I'm
against them.
I'm not against them. I'm okay with them if it's necessary. Sure, you may. I think it is the beginning.
When
of
is
the
it
end.
Ever a good sign?
It's
that
not
you're,
a good
that's
sign.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a good sign.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it is.
And you know, it's more romantic
yeah.
To break up and be like, I missed you so
yes.
Much that we needed to get back together.
Exactly.
If we want romance in our life, do that.
Right.
That's what no movie's about. A break.
Exactly.
And then they get back together.
They yeah. Always break up and then get back together at the end.
Yes.
Always.
All right. The way.
That
you two
point.
Agree, I'm just gonna walk out of here and just let this movie play out as the villain that I am and just leave.
Oh,
but here's
I'm
the thing.
Sorry.
Yeah. I actually don't think he's wrong for hooking up with her though.
Oh no,
see,
that's crazy.
I disagree with the whole concept of the break, but then he should have talked to him. So he's. I think they're both at fault.
Yes.
I think breaks make people do stupid stuff.
Yes. I think they're both at fault. Like if we were debating, a you both suck with them? I would say they both suck 1,000%. But right. I think that his actions in my mind were not forgivable. Whereas hers were, because nothing actually fucking happened.
I'm gonna tell you, it's emotional cheating. You got a guy with Chinese
no,
food.
No, that's not
emotional
cheating.
Speaking my language.
I've had some of the best combos over Chinese food.
I mean,
that's
duh.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Same,
right?
Yeah, it's
oh my.
Comforting
with myself mostly.
Lunch
but yes,
special.
When I'm sick, you know what I do? I get Chinese food.
Oh, wonton soup.
Because
it's
that
amazing.
Makes me feel good inside.
100%.
I got 100%. That when I got COVID the first time. It was amazing.
Oh, I do hot and sour.
Oh, okay.
For the sinuses.
Okay.
And I do the hot mustard for the sinuses. It's so funny. My dad would tell me this. It does nothing. My dad goes, you get the mustard for the sinuses.
You literally went for the sinuses. The way you said it was so much like my mom.
Phenomenal.
That was amazing.
It's. I love the old, like they come up with these old school tricks to make you feel better. Like
I
in
know.
Some which way.
I do. Well, that's what I do. I get wonton soup and I put the spicy chili crunch stuff in it.
My mom would tell me the Vicks over the boiling water.
Yes.
Oh.
I do that with the towel over the head.
Towel
that
over,
is
yeah.
Old
it's
school.
Like, yeah, like do that. That'll help you out. And I go, I'm not going to stick my head in a boiling pot of water.
It works.
Yeah, see what I mean?
It does work.
My great-grandma from Italy would make people, like, would, like, boil, like, basically dirt. and make people drink it. And made my mother do that.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
And my mother couldn't deal with it.
No, she
was
that's
like,
crazy.
It was disgusting. She like took her shoe and like put stuff from her shoe in it. It's like fucking wild stuff.
Of course. They believe this nonsense.
That's
they
how do. You yeah, prevent it's COVID.
Because there's no real medicine back then in the day.
No, especially in Italy?
Yeah. True. You think nothing. In India? Are you kidding me?
Well, I guess in China, there's spices.
Yeah, there's spices, sure.
Which actually help.
I was going to say.
Oregano's not doing shit.
You don't know that. Dude, I'm telling you right now, it's in my home. My girl believes in oregano doing more shit than any. It's, she's like,
Jersey.
She's like, I need oregano. I go, what is wrong with you? I bought a giant family box of oregano for her to make oregano tea for her cough.
God.
Stop.
I swear to God.
Does she put onions in her socks? That's another one that people do.
That's crazy.
That's another one.
If she does that, I got to leave. Yeah. Okay. We're on a break.
Well, you know where the onion thing comes from.
I actually don't know where it comes
so,
from.
So, like, they would put it, they thought it, because if you put an onion in the room, it sucks all the mold and stuff from the room. Mm. So the onion would change color. And so they thought it would suck it out of it. And it was just like, all the dirt in the room was just sticking to it.
We're like two steps away from leeches. That's what this behavior
essentially.
Is.
Essentially.
You know what? Yeah. I think leeches might work.
That makes more sense to me.
I've been leeched.
You have?
No.
I swear to God, I was leeched.
Thailand?
India.
Okay.
Had a fever. In a remote village, family's like, we don't know what's going to happen.
Wow.
And my family was like, let's bring out the leeches.
And you said you were okay with that?
I was a child. What else am I going to say?
How many leeches you got?
I think it was like five.
Where'd they put them?
Yeah,
I don't know why I immediately looked at both nipples.
Yeah.
I finally checked. Yo, you got a body, bro.
Do you just
incline chest press?
Hang on.
You know what, Dara? You could leave.
Do you know what? Do you know how happy he is to hear this every fucking day?
Loud About Nothing is the best podcast that exists in this world. Go check this thing out.
He's soaking in.
I swear to God.
Yo, you've been doing flies all day.
Yeah,
you got titty meat, bro.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
You want some leeches, bro? I'll get you some leeches. I know a guy.
Every where they put the leeches?
I don't remember, dude. I was so young.
You're flustered. I've never seen you blush. Jesus.
You've never seen a brown guy blush? It's weird. Yeah.
We go
from North Indian to South Indian real fast.
Off in the tea.
Yeah. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, my God. Okay. Right. Well, that's amazing.
Okay. Shall we get into the submission?
I guess it's time because
it's time to get into the submission.
Know that Kunal wants to talk about how swole he is more.
I'm feeling
how often do you work out?
I try to get like 4 or 5 days.
You do 4 or 5?
4 or 5 days.
What are you doing?
You know what the thing is? Peloton.
You do Peloton.
Yeah.
Gay.
I know.
No, I'm sorry. I don't work out at all. I'm being honest.
I'm being honest.
It's so funny that a fat guy's calling you gay.
I'm going to be honest. Necessary. Necessary. And to be honest, the word you could have used probably would have worked. And you toned it down.
I'm sorry.
Let's be honest. You toned it down.
We know what you were going to say.
If this was the Patreon, you would have said an entirely different word.
No.
And it would have been justified.
It
would have been justified.
What's amazing? No. Is we say that to each other sometimes, and
once the camera's off, get out of here.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Amazing.
No, you do Peloton. That's what got you there.
I don't even have the bike. I'm doing the I'm off the app.
That's what I do.
You're off the app. That's not real Peloton.
No, it is.
This is a real.
I'm so out of the loop. I could hit me in the face. I wouldn't even know what the fuck it was.
But I don't use this nearly as much as
bike?
I do. City bike.
You don't use that as much as you
as the regular like
as the app,
that he's talking about. I do more strength training than the actual.
You want to know
bike,
how much of a goon
honestly.
I am? I'm not even paying. I'm using a buddy's app.
Wow.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's not bad.
Not bad.
Do what you got to do.
That's good.
That's what I think.
I pay for all my streaming now, and I feel like a fucking sucker.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You can't share shit anymore.
There's a point of like you feel like you're like a responsible adult by doing it.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
I don't like it.
No, but I'm on my mom's family plan.
Okay.
But for Netflix?
I'm paying for all the apps.
Yeah.
Didn't they get rid of that for Netflix, though? I mean,
Netflix
I have my own.
Is a little tougher.
Whatever.
Little
but my tough. Mom was pissed because she was on my brother's Netflix and she like couldn't use it. I was like, you got to get your own. Like, my mom is on my Hulu.
I
pay for everything.
I think paying for all your streaming or services, I think that's not the right move.
Yeah.
I think there's certain ones that if you can split them, you got to split them.
I share Peacock with a friend.
Yeah, I'm splitting HBO Max.
Okay.
I get that. Yeah. I think my Disney is from my brother. If you got to keep communication with family, you got to throw something in.
You know what? Yeah. They have me on Plex.
What the hell is that?
Exactly.
What is this fugazi stuff?
That's like if your family's like, you want my Tubi account.
I know.
Yes.
It's like, what the hell am I going to do with that?
It's they download movies from the internet or shows.
Oh, okay.
So it's for people that are good at computers.
Right. My friend has that, but I don't think it's called that. But she does the same thing, and she'll get all these movies and then share a folder with me, and I can download movies. I feel so like, ooh.
That's what it is. I have like the movies that are in the theaters.
Same. Right.
So it is good. And also, all my shit's a write off too.
Oh, yeah, okay. Of course. Yep. Absolutely.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the submission.
Let's do.
Beautiful.
Okay. We're ready, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you ever bounce back from a bad fight where you say horrible shit? Hi, guys. Love the pod. Thank you so much. I'm 42, female, NYC. I had a fight with a good friend many months ago. The context of the fight isn't important because we smoothed that over, but we said some really awful things to each other, like hitting below the belt stuff. She attacked my character, my job, like just hurtful things. I said bad stuff too, but not as bad, LOL. I told her she was a trophy wife and I may have used the word psycho, but I really think that was the worst thing I said. Whereas she told me, you don't know how to keep good people in your life because you're not a good person to begin with, and other things like that, deep things. But anyway, she seems totally fine just forgetting that it happened, but I have trouble being the same person around her now. I just don't feel comfortable and my guard is up. It feels like I can't fully trust her the way I used to, knowing that she thinks these things about me. Is that normal? I feel like it is, but I second guess because I know I've said mean things to people I love before and didn't really mean it. But in the moment, I was trying to win the fight and knock them down. I know that's shitty to admit, but just being honest. I told her I'm having trouble with swallowing the fight, and she said, we don't need to talk about it. It's fine. Just let it go. You know I love you. And I almost feel like she's using that I love you as a get out of jail free card. IDK, I think she sucks for not hearing me out, but can't wait to hear what you think. Juicy.
Yeah. That is a juicy one.
Right? We love a good submission that really gets to the nitty gritty.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
I mean, I do want to, if I could lead off, if I may.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
I do want to say this. When it comes to, I think, friend fights, it's a lot heavier. When you fight with your friend, it's not like you're having sex with them. Mm. You know what I mean? There's like, you can throw a friendship away.
Yeah.
We've all thrown a friendship away.
Unfortunately.
It feels more disposable, I think. It's, I don't know that it is, but I think it feels it.
It definitely
feels
more disposable. Yeah. And then the other thing about friendship fights is that these people that you've known for years, they know all your weaknesses. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to talk about people who can jujitsu their way into breaking you down?
They know everything.
They can hurt you badly.
Yep. That sucks.
I've been there. Yeah.
Have you ever been in that situation where you've like really...
You trusted somebody with information and they used it to cut you down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's. I think everybody has.
I'm so sensitive to it. My hands in there. Tuck them away. Yeah, I get hurt. And I actually shut down during fights.
You do?
Really?
Yeah, my dad was a principal. So when I would get yelled at as a kid, it wasn't a conversation. It was my dad was calm and he would talk. It was more like we'd have conversation. He'd sit down, come on, Sebastian, let's talk.
Oh, okay.
And my dad could talk. He dealt with kids all the time, so he like knew how to like just talk.
Sure.
And he goes, and now think about this, and we'll talk about this in a few days.
Mm. Maybe that's not bad though.
Yeah, people hate it when someone comes at you with anger.
Yeah,
I don't know how to meet them with anger, and when I do, it's sloppy.
Interesting.
Really?
All I know is how to meet people with anger.
Oh, people love that. If you fight with...
No.
Try men not fight... Oh, really?
Oh, my God. That's like...
Maybe she needs to meet your friends. Because...
Yes, I was just going to say. Yeah. You've even said this about me.
Yeah. No, Dara fights real dirty.
I don't fight dirty. That's not true.
Not dirty.
But I know how to fight.
You know how to fight. Yeah. And it's like there's... I remember one time she'll say some stuff.
He's afraid of me.
She'll
what he's
slide
trying to say.
In some stuff.
Good.
Yeah. It's like a knife between the ribs. She comes in.
I mean, I don't do it on purpose, which is not any better.
And
honestly,
it's just like, and she does it so seamlessly that it's like scary. That it's like, oh no, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I wouldn't say it's fighting dirty because I don't hit below the belt, but I'll say things that I think sometimes.
Feels like it.
Well, I don't know. So I don't think I do that, but
right. But that's what it comes down to is like people like
they know how to get you.
Yeah,
is what we're saying.
Yeah, that's hard. That's really hard, especially when you hate yourself. And someone does that to you,
right.
You go, it was all true. Because when you say it about me, then I go, wait, everything I said to myself was true.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. It confirms that, oh, these friends that I had that I thought loved me actually think the worst things about me that I think about myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that they don't think that all the time, though.
Probably not,
they
no.
just know
that's but they know where to use it, yes, and that's what's right. fucked up about but it. Then that's what I'm saying.
But this is the thing about making these relations. You're not supposed to think about the stuff they know about you. You just hope that when it comes time to it, this isn't what gets that comes out. What's your style of fighting? Like, if you had to pick a preferred method of fighting, what is your thing?
That's sitting there making jokes and then crying in between moments. A 2-hour conversation with tears and a lot of jokes.
I was like, that sounds like how you probably fight.
Yeah, that's how I fight now, but I prefer text fights.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's We've been over that.
I know. I don't do them anymore.
Isn't that insane? I think that's crazy.
I just like knowing the words and then just figuring it out.
That's maniacal.
I know.
That's so calculated. I want to feel you.
Yes, because
here's the thing. Text fights always end bad because you can't feel the other person's emotions.
Exactly. Right.
You don't see them as a human.
No.
I see them as a human. Right. This is why we make jokes so we can smile and remember what we love about each other. Because most fights, like, even if they did something horrible, you at one point love them.
Right.
Yep.
Yes. I mean, listen, it's not the fighting style I tweak to now. I'm in a relationship for almost 10 years.
Oh.
Man, my girl, yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah. So what do you do now?
So now it's just we sit there and we have this conversation. I'll try to crack a couple jokes. But then it's just like...
They have to be so well-timed. They have to be so well-timed.
It's got to be something that she can slightly enjoy. You can't be out here. Yeah. You cannot be making a joke where you're really enjoying the hell out of it.
No.
Absolutely.
The timing has to be just right. Yep. We don't walk away from each other. That's the other thing, too. Can't walk away. Can't go into other
rooms. Like
Russ
and Rachel.
Yeah, you can't be slamming doors and shit.
I think a glass of water in the middle of a fight's good, though.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit of a break.
Let's get a glass of... You want to water, I'm gonna get a water.
If I walk away, I'm definitely mentioning I'm listening to you.
My mom does that.
Well, you should pause.
I'm listening.
I'm listening. I just want to let you know. If I'm grabbing that water, I'm like, I'm listening. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, you gotta be good.
Yeah.
But typically, though, I would imagine also being in a relationship for almost 10 years, you're not...
Congrats.
You're not attacking other, like, their character usually.
No.
I mean, it happens, I would imagine, sometimes.
Yeah,
maybe.
No, there's been times...
Over 10 years, I would imagine it's happened.
Of course. I mean, I think there was a fight last month where I definitely went after her character. And then
you don't need to bring it up.
Listen, I get it.
You got over it. I'm trying to protect you. Fuck the numbers.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Let's not bring it up again.
But it's just like, I know, even if I do say something, I'll double back and I'll be like, that was out of control.
But my point is, like, we all say those things. It happens. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you really do mean it? Or is it that you are just trying to, like this person said, win the fight?
It depends if it has to do with the fight.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Right? Like, if it's like they're always bad at communicating and then you bring up you... This is why you don't have friends, because you don't know how to communicate.
Mm.
Then it's like, oh, that has to do with the fight. This is a problem.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That is rough.
That is rough. But yeah, you're right. It has to do with the fight. But I wouldn't like say that, but I could see how something like that would slip out. I wouldn't just bring up something like
and
crazy.
The writer feels that like what they said wasn't so tough, wasn't so bad.
No. Oh, what they said.
Yeah,
what
can
they
I be said. Honest? Yeah. I don't really trust the writer.
Yeah.
Because what they said, I maybe said psycho.
Yeah.
You definitely.
Fuck up.
Yeah. You definitely said psycho.
When you call somebody a trophy wife, that's not cool.
Yeah.
No, that's not
cool. But at the same time, it's saying that the person's hot.
Yeah. But still.
I know. I know.
I know.
It's not a good thing to say. No, it's obviously got horrible connotations.
I'm going to hit the streets. I'll be like, wow, you look like a trophy.
Yeah.
You're going to get me in trouble out here. Yeah.
You're right. No one would enjoy that. No, I know. And you definitely said psycho. So there is that.
Maybe psycho means psycho bitch.
Well, I was going to say that. Psycho bitch. Well, but do you think, and we've talked about this before, but I do not like name calling. Like, obviously, I think hitting below the belt is worse, but I don't like name calling either. Do you think one is worse than the other? Because that sounds almost like what this argument was. It was like, oh, well, I name called, but she was hitting below the belt and attacking my character. What's worse?
You know what? I think that I think name calling means nothing. Mm, like it's just out of anger.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like an ex, like, ah!
I don't know.
You might as well just make a noise.
Right.
I disagree.
You do?
Really? Yeah. I used to be really big on name calling.
It's not specific to me.
No, but I used to be really big on name calling when I was younger because I was more vicious in my fighting style. And I used to throw it out all the time. And the guy I was dating at the time was just like, he stopped me like mid-fight and was just like, hang on. He was like, can you stop calling me names? Because I'm not calling you names. Like, enough. And I was just like, you know what? It's a respect thing. It does diminish, like, how I would see that person, too.
Sure.
And
I get
that's
that.
What I didn't... Yeah, but that's why I don't do
but
it.
But if I had to pick between the two...
Yeah.
I'm definitely... If the person I'm fighting... I prefer they call me like a jackass. I prefer that like they make fun of me.
A jackass. That's kind of playful.
It is. Right. It's like
I call you a jackass.
Yeah, you do. But like if they make fun fun of me, call my glasses stupid, you look like a dork, like some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take any of that kind of stuff.
Who are you fighting? Fifth graders?
I'm out here, dude.
You dork, you jackass.
That's true. I am keeping it very rather light. Yes. But I'm saying like it's just like I would rather prefer that than you come in and you say something. Well, the reason you act like this is because your father did that. And it's just like, then, you know, now we're talking wild.
Those comments need to be met with love. Yes. I think that it depends who you're fighting with.
Right.
Some people, if I get in an argument with certain people, I like to remind myself and them, hey, listen, we're on the same team. Right.
Yes.
So let's figure out how we could get through this moment together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And none of those. Sometimes the hitting below the belt things are honest things that need to be said out loud.
That's
but
right.
But there's a way to say it. There's this whole method of like if you say something hard nicely, it'll be heard better and then maybe change.
Mm. I agree with
Daddy was a principal.
Yeah.
No, you know what you're talking about because like that's I agree. But I do think bringing it up in a fight is usually not unless you can be really gentle with it. I just feel like I've never been in a situation where in the middle of a fight, it feels like a good time to bring that up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's everybody's different, but that's just how, personally for me, I would also take the name calling if I had to choose.
Sure.
But I think a lot of times, the truth hurts, but it shouldn't be delivered in the middle of a fight. It's not great. I don't know.
If we're in a fight, but I also like that aspect when your friends tell it like it is to you.
Yeah.
Even not fighting aside. When your friends come to you and they tell you this is a problem with you, I love that. I live for those moments.
Because you probably want to prove that they're wrong.
No. Oh, okay. I want to absorb that information because who else is going to know?
I think it's good. I've had friends be like, Sebastian, you act like an ass in this situation. Right. And they go, and I know that's because you feel this.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that you could still act like that.
Right.
Which is such a beautiful way
that's
to approach that.
Yeah. I agree.
Because, and that was my friend coming to me with love.
Yeah. Mm.
Right.
I think that these two people don't love each other.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's another thing, too, the love you aspect.
Well, I agree with this person, the writer, on the fact that she's like weaponizing the I love you because she clearly just doesn't want to talk about it.
People throw that shit around. So
that's what I mean.
I love you means so many different things to different people.
Yeah.
We need a definition.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I can't stand that I'm in love with you versus I'm in love
with
you.
Of course. No.
Right? They're not in love with each other, but there's different friendship loves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's people in my life that say, I love you to me. And I'll go, oh, I love you too.
Yeah.
That, and I love another person so much more.
Of course.
I will never even say it out loud.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
And what's the difference? Yeah. Man or woman.
Right.
There is that. Yes.
Yes. That's true. Women say, I love you so much quicker.
They throw it out there in friend groups immensely.
Two hangs.
Yeah. Yes.
Two hangs. Two brunches. We're getting an I love you.
Yeah. My best friend for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
We shake hands like Vikings. Grab each other the wrists.
Yeah,
we're doing that.
Patrocles.
Yeah. Chris of Middle Village. Like it's.
You're not wrong though.
Yeah.
Typically two brunches, but not for me. I don't throw I love yous around, but typically you're not wrong about this.
So when they say I love you, that doesn't mean anything to me.
But it sounded like it did to this person. You know what I mean? I think that's what it is. Because I agree with you, but I think in this person's case,
it can be weaponized.
It seemed like she's using it to just, you know, not talk about it. And I think that that's where it's not cool. Because I've been in the situation similarly where I no longer trust that friend who used all that negative shit against me because they didn't say it with love, like how you were saying, where they threw a bunch of shit in my face that I, in my head, I was like, I entrusted you with that. Yeah. And I'm sorry, but it hurts. Like, it really does hurt and it stings. And it's changed how I am around some of my friends for sure.
Sure. I would say this, if this person said, I love you, I probably would walk away and I would come back with this. I'd be like, well, if you do love me, what someone that loves you, they show up for hard conversations. And if you really want to show me that you love me, you'll sit down and have this hard conversation so we could actually move past this, because I don't feel like I can.
That's
fantastic advice in terms of
that. Just end the podcast right now. We're done. You're welcome.
My man coming in heavy right here.
Can't afford
advice.
Therapy anymore.
Just doling it out, though.
Yeah. Is this a SAG podcast? My mom's like, he needs the therapy help.
Those who can't do, teach.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. That's crazy.
I mean, no, you think that this person is, the friend by going, I love you, let's not discuss it. It's a cop out.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're done. This friendship's over.
Oh, really? So no, I think if they do, if they're listening and they do what you just said, I think it could be saved.
They're never gonna do that.
Really?
They're never.
Don't be
only
negative.
Like three people in my life, I would do that for. You know what I mean? Or even say that.
Well, we don't know how long they've been friends.
There's seven people who think that I would.
Oh, that's sad.
And I would not.
Yeah,
that's sad.
The amount of times you gotta just cut them loose.
I mean, I don't know. Well, we don't know how long they've been friends, so there is that. We don't know. It could be an old friendship.
I don't even think that matters.
I do. I think it does.
I think
it puts a little more in my case. If it was somebody I've been friends with for longer and the friendship was mostly solid, it would mean
over
something
a decade, maybe.
Yeah, but that's what I was thinking.
A decade, maybe. But anything under, I think that.
Oh, anything under, I'm with you. I think if it's not like somebody who's been there for like a core part of my life and is like core memory shit, and it was like a one off, like this was a one fight. Mm-hmm. I could get past it, but a new friend, like I said, I've had this happen with a friend a couple years ago. I am not the same around that person. We don't see each other as much.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. No, sorry.
Sometimes you just gotta, do you think a friend can cross the line that way? Have you ever had somebody do that for you? They cross the line. You're like, I can't go back. We can't go back.
Yeah.
We've gone too far.
Yeah. That's what
I have.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was, in my case, did you have a convo about it? Because in my case, I didn't feel like it was worth it.
Oh, it's much more immature. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I only got mature recently.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I'm that mature. Mm. I just admit when I fuck up.
Right.
Yeah, that is maturity.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. That is a huge part of it, is just to look at somebody like, I was wrong here.
Yeah,
this is what gets a lot of our fights, me and my girl, away. I'm like, listen, I messed up here.
Yeah.
And then I think the other thing that I learned is, even through with talking with Dara, is like, so you got to let them have their space to say the shit that they need to say.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'll admit that I'm wrong and I'll be like, oh, wait, I fucked up here. Oh, I'm sorry. That was my bad. My apologies.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready to just like move on. To hang out. And she goes, she's standing there going, no, I'm still mad.
Yeah, no. Sure. I'm that person. Yeah. I can't.
It's like, I need to still say some shit. I'm like,
I can't.
Because
flip.
Here's the thing. You're not apologizing so then they're not mad at you. Yeah. You're apologizing so to try to make them feel, you know?
Yeah.
To be like, to try to put their mind at ease.
Exactly. Yes,
not so that they could put you at ease.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
buddy, I don't know where you're getting this free therapy from. These streets,
but it's working.
It's working.
I was in therapy for years and years and years.
Same.
Yeah, I'm kind of fucked in the head. I fight the devil every night. I say,
me too. We're all on the same page. Yeah.
No, now I just hurt myself. It's dope.
Okay.
I know I hurt other people too. Don't worry.
He's got time for both.
Don't worry. Somehow I managed it.
Multitasking.
It all.
Okay, amazing. So should we make a? Should we get into the judgments?
I think so.
Yeah, I think we should. Right.
Well, I mean, the only thing I think we did touch on this. It was just like the friend feeling this way, because that was one of the questions she asked. I think was like, is it normal to feel? I think it is normal to feel it.
Yeah, 100%.
To feel that way, like to feel like I don't trust them and my guard is up. That was
right.
What I wanted to bring up.
I think that that's.
I think that's valid.
The mark of a good friendship is the fact that you can sit there and pop off.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I agree with that.
Yeah. When you're with your best friend or a friend that's close, you can sit there and talk the wildest shit.
And they shouldn't use it as ammo to cut you down in a fight in the future.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
To say to somebody, I wrote that down too. You don't know how to keep good people in your life because
you're not a good person.
You're not a good person to begin with.
That's rough. I'm not looking at my friend the same after that. If they said that to me, I'm not looking.
Are you kidding me?
You
know when you get into a fight with like the person you're with and it's like you're not wearing that many clothes? You start putting clothes on.
Oh my God.
You start putting stuff, you're like, I gotta put a jacket on. I may not be leaving, but I don't feel comfortable.
Oh my God,
yeah, when
funny.
You get yeah. hit with some real shit, yes. yeah, you're unsafe. Yeah, right. Things, you feel like you're not on home base anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, and they definitely didn't mean that, I would imagine, because then it's also like, flip side, if I'm not a good person, why the fuck are you friends with me?
But
like,
they understand that.
You know?
Yeah. yeah.
That's so what I'm saying.
That's different. Vicious, man.
It's a yeah. vicious, that's too a much. Vicious
that's
thing.
A vicious thing to say. Yeah. This sounds like I wonder what the fight was about. That's
I know,
the thing.
I
this
know.
Is the juice.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
I know.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. yes. They gave us the juice, but the pulp is missing.
That's we need to see the orange.
I want
to
see. Yeah.
We want to know where this juice is coming
yeah,
from.
I want to see what happens.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right? Yeah. Because I think that would inform my decision based yeah. on this a lot.
Right. Right.
It's true. I still don't really think there's anything they could have been fighting about that would warrant that kind of a statement, though. It's pretty fucked up.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know.
You fuck someone's mom. They yeah. get a divorce. Okay. They right. ruin the family.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
We do some fucking Shakespearean shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Drunk driving and shit. You hit somebody.
Okay.
Oh. now we're not even talking about people. We know.
Now
we're just,
we're just getting creative.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're
okay.
just actually out in the streets Fine. Doing these kinds of things.
I stand corrected. Well, yeah. okay. I don't know.
Do you have this reindeer up all year round? This.
So I was actually going to bring this up. I don't know why, but I thought about it today. So it's funny you brought it up. Yes, I do. But I usually change his. So this is Crosby. That's his name. He's Christmas Crosby typically. And then when the spring comes, I put eucalyptus branches instead of pine.
Wow.
And I put a flower crown around him so he becomes Spring Crosby.
Oh, my God. That's so fun. I love that. I
hate
that.
Myself too. It's fine.
I think that's amazing. I think, you know, people need shit in their life that makes them feel
weird.
Cute and
I'm
happy.
I'm weird. I don't even care. I'm just like, I'm
it's
old
not
and I'm.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, it is a little, but. Thank
it's
you
fun.
Noticing.
I think it's fun. I like shit like that. I
well,
think that's so. I can't stop staring at
no,
it.
No, well, it's
we're
really
talking about
funny.
Horrible people, and then I'm just. If people don't know, right off camera, it's just this cute little, like
it's
log
reindeer.
Reindeer.
Yeah. 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 It's
and
several logs.
It really is crazy that you brought it up. I haven't thought about it in months, and I for some reason thought about it today because I saw his ribbon and I was like, oh, I have to change it out for Spring Crosby, and yeah. I was like, oh, I'll do it another day. And I wondered what the podcast guests think about it because no one ever says anything.
Really?
No one's ever said, has anyone ever?
No, not one
yeah.
person.
That's
wow.
so funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The well, universe knows.
Yeah.
I love stuff. I do big Christmas decorations at my house.
Yeah.
You're so. Talking outdoor lights, the whole deal?
I mean, I live in an apartment.
Right,
right.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's only so much
sure.
you can
but
do.
But if I wasn't, I went to my sister's house. I helped her set up reindeer for the lawn.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, I'm
big
like,
fan of that.
Yeah,
Same.
I'm like doing shit like that.
I love
yeah.
Christmas ornaments.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
yeah, I think that's great. I wish I had more. So my mom was a big seasonal decorator.
Okay.
As most boomers are.
Right.
Right? It's Target,
yeah.
Christmas tree shop.
Always.
Right?
Yeah.
All Pier
yeah.
1, all that shit.
Of course.
So one. I love... I love holiday stuff. Like,
yes.
And spring is a hard time because do you go for Easter?
No. That's the thing. I don't. I have that one little rave bunny in the
I
corner
noticed.
There.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I have because otherwise Easter to me, yeah, it's a little religious-y. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I'm not like Christian
yeah.
Catholic. We celebrate Greek Easter and that's it. I don't know. It's not really my thing.
I mean, if you're really jonesing for a decoration, then Easter's
then,
the only
yeah.
thing you got.
And also
that's
Easter
it.
Has
yeah,
nice
because
colors.
It's like that or MLK Day. And that's just not going to work.
I would decorate. I would decorate.
yeah, yeah.
I would in a respectful way.
yeah, but my choices aren't going to be good. My choices are going to be questionable.
God.
But I'm just saying. Like, it's, like,
yeah.
it's, there's a
yeah,
it's
Easter
a,
has
it's
nice colors,
it's a long stretch.
Though.
It's a long stretch.
Easter does have nice colors.
Yeah,
it does. The pastels are nice.
Pastels are very nice.
Nice. Yeah.
So as and for me, I don't yeah. know what to do besides switch my Bed Bath and Body Works soap out in the bathroom.
right, right.
That's yeah. the only thing I have.
You yes. gotta go to Home Goods. They have the best stuff. That's where I get all this tacky shit.
That's, I love tacky.
Yeah. I mean, that's I listen.
You would love Etsy.
Oh,
yeah. Etsy's great for that.
Etsy's
but honestly, I love
that.
Home
yeah,
Goods.
Yeah, I can't with the fucking delivery time on Etsy's.
That's
yeah.
thank you.
Yes. Like I can't with how long it takes to deliver.
Don't get me started.
Like a bookmark. Like yeah. what the fuck are we doing here? I wanted a bookmark for a birthday. It's 2 months later.
I yeah. literally ordered something in January for my friend's birthday that is next week.
Yeah.
It is canceled, okay? It's not here, and it got canceled. I'm like, never
these
again.
These are people in their homes. They're trying.
That's what
they're
I'm saying.
They're
yeah.
damned. They're
I'm
trying
so upset.
Their damnedest.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
I so badly don't want to support big business,
yeah.
but they come through.
they come right. they come
through.
Shit
small
is convenient.
Business, get better.
Yeah, yeah. shit is convenient. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I ordered a pen yesterday from Amazon, and it came the next day, and I go,
that's, yeah.
this is so bad, but this is so good.
Oh,
I know.
It's so good. When you get Etsy, and you get the notification, oh, we just picked up the pack. I'm like, picked up?
Yeah, no, yeah. It's not.
That was 4 days from when I ordered it.
It's
picked
insane.
Up. It should be at my house by now.
So I have looked at Etsy, especially for like gifts, because they're great for gifts.
That's what it,
right.
But you have to like, I might as well
you
just go
plan
to.
Plan ahead.
I know.
I might as well drive there. To the person's house. And I would. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
I would go to the artisan flea over that, but that's just so fucking expensive.
Yeah, no,
that's
crazy.
The problem. No, I get it. It's so funny you brought up bookmarks. I once ordered a bookmark, and it took like 2 weeks, and I go, I can't do this.
No, that's insane.
I have a Kindle. I can't even do this. Yeah, this is for somebody else.
Well, then you could use it to do the lines.
Yeah.
The lines. Yeah. Are you a big reader?
I try to do a little bit, not too much.
You are.
But I like books, which is like pretentious
physical
to say
books.
At this point.
Yeah,
but I like a physical
book. It's not pretentious.
Book. Okay, thank you.
I don't think that's pretentious at all.
I appreciate that.
You a big reader?
Nah.
You sounded like you knew. Yeah, that's why I was like, oh,
I was about to say,
fellow.
I'm like, let me find out. Let me find out if I'm going to call this guy gay.
Should have never done that. I'm a little gay.
All right. Anyway. Should we get into the rule?
I mean, my rule. No, it's fine. My ruling is that the friend sucks. The friend sucks. Because I don't really. Oh, actually, you know what? I might have changed my mind.
Okay.
I take it back. You know what? They both suck, but the friend sucks way more. I'm going to say that.
I'm going to have to go with the. I got to agree.
I forgot about the trophy wife.
Yeah, the you both suck. The trophy wife's a tough one. Yeah. Listen, even though these are surface insults, like. A trophy wife is a deep cut in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's if you want to pick it apart.
Yeah, like a psycho, I can get. I think that's a little. You can argue that away.
Yes.
Trophy wife is a different story. Trophy wife is like the only reason I'm married to said person is because of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
This is like a cut that gets infected. This goes in deep.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little tough. And I think there might have been more things that the writer had said that they're not. Nobody ever thinks that they fought the dirtiest when recounting a situation, unless it's dudes fighting and you beat the fuck out of the guy.
Yeah.
Then it's like, you should see the other guy.
Well, they don't say the dirtiest.
They just think
it was power.
It was power. Right.
They were never like, I kicked him in the balls.
I fish hooked the guy. Yeah. I'm never going to talk
Picked
about
up
that.
Sand, threw it in his eyes, hit the Achilles. Now I own Troy.
They'll never talk about that. Yeah. But I think that there might have been some wild stuff. I think that they both suck in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they both suck.
You get the gavel.
You get the gavel. You get to bang the gavel.
Yay!
There
Amazing.
We go.
All right.
So, this is your turn to plug.
Anything you got going on?
Hi, I'm Sebastian. What do I have going on? Check out my podcast, Loud About Nothing. We have episodes come out every Tuesday. It's a lot of fun. It's not too serious. Sometimes it gets a little serious, but it's a lot of fun. You could check that out. Also, if you want to see me live, I perform every Sunday at Caveat in the Lower East Side with a group called Rat Scraps. You can also stream that online. And I will have a series on the New York Post coming out about Friends, probably close to when this comes out.
Nice.
So you should check that out. Follow me at Sebastian Canelli on all platforms. Beautiful.
Nice.
Fantastic. Look at the
Look at
this.
I have to follow if you
were,
that now?
If you were selling cars, I'd be driving away in a Honda easily.
And I would be selling Hondas.
Yeah. So would I. So,
I would not be selling luxury.
Anything else. Yeah,
I was like, you
not.
Couldn't give them Lexus
BMW? No. First of all, a Honda's a very reliable car.
I love a Honda.
Great car.
Yeah.
I have a Honda Prelude.
It sells itself.
Don't even. My favorite car ever.
What do you mean? It's our business to sell ourselves.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Well, you did a great job.
Well, thank you for the compliments. Yes. Thank you.
Well, no, but actually, thank you for being here. This was a lot of fun.
This was a lot of fun.
And you can find us at You Both Suck Podcast. There is the submission form on our little link in bio. And I am at Dara Pollock.
I'm at All Day KCA.
We'll see you guys next week.
There we go. Thank
Bye.
You.